It's 7 o'clock and this is BBC Radio 2, online, on digital radio and on 88 to 91 FM.
BBC News at 7 o'clock on Saturday the 5th of April. Good morning, this is James Kelly. The row about the expenses of the Culture Secretary, Maria Miller, has taken another twist, with the newspaper releasing a recording of one of her advisers. The people of Afghanistan are voting to choose a new president, despite the threat of violence by the Taliban. And Yorkshire's musical Tour de Force to celebrate the start of the Tour de France. The Daily Telegraph has attempted to increase the pressure on the Culture Secretary, Maria Miller, in the row about her expenses. It's released a recording which it says shows how one of her advisers tried to thwart its initial investigation into Mrs. Miller's expenses by raising the prospect of press regulation. During the conversation, which took place in 2012, the adviser, Joanna Hindley, expressed her disapproval of a Telegraph reporter calling at Mrs. Miller's home and speaking to her father, who'd recently been in hospital. The adviser then reminded the reporter about the Culture Secretary's involvement in regulating the press.
Maria has obviously been having quite a lot of editors' meetings around Leveson at the moment. So I'm just going to kind of flag up that connection for you to think about.
The Conservative MP, Therese Coffey, denied that any threats had been made against the Telegraph.
I heard an adviser to the Culture Secretary suggesting it was inappropriate, effectively, to be doorstepping elderly parents of somebody who's just come out of hospital. And I know the reporter said that they didn't know, but it's clear that that's what the adviser thought.
Police have rearrested a convicted member of the Mafia who's been living in London after he was allowed to walk free last month because of a blunder by the Crown Prosecution Service. Domenico Rancadore, who's 65 and lives in Uxbridge, was taken into custody by officers from the extradition unit after they received a new request from Italy. The polls have opened in Afghanistan, where amid very heavy security, millions of voters are expected to take part in the presidential election. Four voters have been wounded in an explosion at a polling station in the southeast of the country. Hamid Hakim is the lead researcher at the Chatham House think tank in London, which focuses on foreign affairs. He believes threats from the Taliban will actually encourage people to vote.
As the Taliban have tried to attack more and more what I call soft targets and civilians, the more and more people, especially in urban centres, have tried to, almost in a show of defiance, participate in these elections. I have, for instance, friends in Kabul who queued up 6 hours to get a voter registration card.
It's emerged a Chinese citizen has been arrested in the UK on suspicion of selling material to Iran for its nuclear programme. The American Department of Justice is seeking to extradite 34-year-old Sihai Cheng, who was detained at Heathrow Airport in February. Dentists say elite athletes would stand a better chance of winning gold medals if they paid more attention to looking after their teeth. They say the oral health of athletes is poor and could be impairing their training and performance. James Gallagher reports.
The beaming smiles of Usain Bolt and Mo Farah are defining images of London 2012. But dentists at the Games uncovered striking levels of cavities, tooth erosion and gum disease. They said sugary sports drinks might be to blame. In a survey at the time, a fifth of athletes believed their oral health damaged their training and performance. Dentists at a conference in London yesterday said tooth pain disrupted sleep and training, while inflammation in the gums could spread to the rest of the body, damaging athletic ability.
The three-month countdown to this year's Tour de France, starting in Yorkshire, is being marked in an unusual fashion. At midday, a team of 18 amateur cyclists will attempt to drag a grand piano up a hill as it's being played in an event called the Grand Départ. Colin Patterson has been to Hebden Bridge to see test runs take place.
New music has been composed for the occasion, and an 18-seat centipede of a bicycle has been invented, especially so a grand piano can be dragged to the top of Crag Vale. At 5.5 miles, it's the longest continuous ascent in England. Tessa Gorshaka was part of the team which came up with the idea for the Yorkshire Festival 2014.
Basically, it celebrates two things that a lot of people in the valley are really passionate about, cycling and piano playing. We had no problem recruiting cyclists with strong legs.
During the Tour de France, Bradley Wiggins should complete the Crag Vale ascent in 15 minutes. Today, it's expected the team will take 4 hours.
And the weather mainly dry in southeast England, but many other parts will have rain. Top temperatures 13 Celsius in Cardiff and London, 10 in Edinburgh, and 14 in Belfast. BBC News, it's 7:05.